Welcome to our world, where it's naturally supernatural. I'm Bob Duvall, your host today for It's Supernatural. The powers of darkness are trying to speed up end time events. They've captured an entire generation. But God has a strategy to turn the devil's plan around. He gave my guest a vision of how the turnaround will happen in your family and your nation. Next,
Sid Roth has spent over 40 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Welcome, Holy Spirit. You are here. This is your platform. Take over. John Hamill is on the front lines of the cultural wars for our families and our nation. In his new book, Turnaround Decrees, John says that the Lord is releasing a new season of turnaround decrees for all believers. We are the turnaround catalysts that will shift the atmosphere. It almost seems too late, doesn't it? But God gave him a vision for a supernatural turnaround. John, what did God say?
Well, you know, Bob, we've been in such a tumultuous season as a nation, and many people have lost hope. My wife and I live in Washington, D.C. We actually have a home that overlooks all of Washington, D.C. We can see the White House, the Supreme Court, the Capitol. We pray all the time there, but it's been very difficult, especially in from 2020 through 2021 and beyond. Well, that said, on July 4th of 2021, the Lord totally changed my perspective. Here's what happened. I awoke startled to a vision of the Declaration of Independence right hovering over our bed, but it had no words on it. It was a blank scroll. And I asked the Lord, kind of in fear at first, like, why is the scroll blank? Because it seems like the enemy is trying to blank out the Declaration of Independence, right? He's trying to blank out our foundational freedoms and even our legitimacy as a sovereign nation. But the Lord spoke to me that there are turnaround decrees that he is releasing in this hour that are going to have the same weight as the Declaration of Independence.
Now, John, not everybody's familiar with that term. What is a turnaround decree? What does that mean?
Well, a turnaround decree for me is centered in Daniel chapter 7, verse 22. In Daniel 7, 21, the enemy is trying to wear down the saints and overpower them until the Ancient of Days takes his seat and judgment is rendered in favor of the saints. And the time comes for the saints to possess the kingdom. The beast that was opposing the saints is restrained. So for us, we have come to understand Daniel 7:22, the verdict of justice in favor of the saints, restraining the enemy and releasing the saints to possess the kingdom. That's what we know of as, on a broad term, a turnaround decree.
And if we ever needed a turnaround, we need one right now. So, John, when you had this vision, you saw the blank declaration, the scroll, you had an immediate knowing of several different things. What were they?
Yeah. The first thing I knew is that the Lord was instituting a new season of turnarounds within our government, within our families. We're going to see God realign our nation to his covenant. I also knew, as I mentioned already, that the enemy is trying to eradicate this turnaround scroll called the Declaration of Independence and write his own version of veiled totalitarianism that essentially ensnares especially the next generation. And it could be that if we do not rise up and receive God's verdict and experience the turnarounds that the Lord wants to bring, It could be that the enemy, an antichrist spirit, is even going to erase and eradicate our foundational freedoms to the extent within a couple generations, we wouldn't even know what America is like.
Now, one of the things you saw was, you know, this was blank, but the edges were kind of like aged, like a historical document. What did that mean to you?
And the Lord gave me an unusual answer. He said that this scroll looks aged because the Ancient of Days, number one, has released this scroll. He is the one who was, is, and is to come. He has been from time eternity. Number two, I knew that God was going to give scrolls that would repair the past. I don't know if you've ever watched Back to the Future.
Sure.
But the Lord actually crazily spoke to us through the movie Back to the Future about how we can repair the past to redeem the present and secure God's dream for our future. Here's a crazy scene from that movie. So the crazy doctor, right, is hanging from the clock tower, and he yells to his young protege, "Hey, you only have a limited amount of time to get in that car and race that car towards the clock for the lightning to strike and for you to go back to the future." He actually said, "You have 7 minutes and 22 seconds until the lightning strike." And I'm going, 7 minutes and 22 seconds? That's Daniel 7:22.
That rings a bell. Yeah.
You can't make this stuff up. And here's what the turnaround decrees will bring for us. We will have the grace to repair the past. It's not that the past didn't happen. We can't be blind to the sins of the past. But we can partner with the Lord to repair the past, to redeem our present hour, and secure His dream and destiny for our future.
Well, John, that sounds wonderful. So, but this also kind of comes with a warning. You know, there's an opportunity for a fresh start. But what else might happen if we don't take advantage of that?
Well, I think we already see what the enemy's intention for our nation is. The polarizing of our nation, the complete eradication of our constitutional freedoms, and even the education system bringing a demonic ideology to bear upon our children to steal the God-given identity that the Lord has entrusted them with, and the mothers and fathers have labored long to bring forth. It's not the government's job to raise our children and to determine what identity they are to have. God is the creator of our lives, and He's the creator of our identity. It's up to Him to establish our identity, and that identity is in Christ. When our forefathers cut covenant with the Lord for the land that became the United States of America, our nation is in covenant with Him. God cut covenant with Himself for Israel, but He motivated our founders to cut covenant with Him for this land. And that is why we experience the freedoms within the constitutional boundaries and within the boundaries that have been given by God for our blessing and our prosperity.
What could America look like after this turnaround?
I believe that with God's turnaround, we are going to see a massive awakening. Where multitudes suddenly come to their senses. God is going to overcome the false spirit of awakening, this woke ideology, with the true spirit of awakening. God's holy conviction is literally going to penetrate our innermost beings. And we're going to be like Isaiah. We're going to say, "Hey, I'm undone by you, God. I've just had a visitation from you. I'm a man of unclean lips."
I can't wait to see what's going to happen.
That is coming.
Turn around. We have to take a quick break right here. But from John's supernatural decrees, he experienced a Christmas miracle when his prodigal son had a visitation from Jesus. The future of your children and grandchildren is hanging in the balance. Be right back.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural. Many viewers report testimonies as a result of watching It's Supernatural.
"I got freed from a cocaine addiction. I saw one of your shows. I prayed and was healed. I had spent millions of dollars on cocaine before I was saved, and now I have a ministry. From that one episode, my life did a complete U-turn.
If you've been touched watching It's Supernatural, share your testimony at sidroth.org/praise.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
John, tell us about your Christmas miracle.
Well, this is amazing. I have to go back and explain that in 2014, summer of 2014, the Lord first gave us the word about this turnaround verdict, Daniel 7:22, judgment of favor. And we began to immediately, we knew it was national. We knew that God was going to bring a national turnaround. We knew then in 2014 that God's going to bring a national turnaround. We know now in 2021, 2022, going into 2023, that God is going to complete that turnaround in our time. So I was very focused on the nation.
Right.
I wanted to run to the nation and proclaim Daniel 7:22, the turnaround. And the Lord stopped me in my tracks. And he spoke to me, before you can stand for a turnaround for this nation, you must first stand for a turnaround for your own family, for your own son and daughter.
Mm.
And, you know, my heart just sunk at that because I had far more faith for the national turnaround than I did for a family turnaround. Maybe some of you can relate. Maybe you've had a hard time. You've put your heart into the lives and the destiny and the love of your son or your daughter, only to see unexpectedly your child go in a different direction. My son went to a Christian college, but the Christian professors taught him that Jesus was not really Israel's Messiah. He was not the Son of God.
Mm.
They even taught him that the Bible is just a compilation of books and it's not the literal Word of God. And my son spiraled, and he spiraled over years. So we, of course, began to pray, right? But when the Lord gave me that passage of Scripture, Daniel 7:22, and he said, first, you need to pray for your son and daughter. On Christmas Day, 2014, and we soon recruited our entire Lamplighter community to take every Tuesday for fasting and prayer, contending for our spiritual children and our natural children. And that might be something you want to consider as well. Take every Tuesday to fast and pray for your children. God's going to give a breakthrough. This is what happened to us. As we began to pray into this, and as we began to catch the momentum of Holy Spirit, my son, in late fall, contacted us and said, hey, I'd like to come home for Christmas. This was the first time in years. And we said, absolutely love to. So Christmas morning, my son comes to us, Bob, and he knocks on the door. And I'm like, you're in your 20s now. You're not going to go knocking on the door early at mom and dad's, you know, bedroom to open Christmas presents early, right? So he actually wanted to talk. He was up most of the night. And the reason he was up most of the night is because he had a visitation from the Lord Jesus Christ. Jonathan saw Jesus with his eyes open. And his hand was outstretched and he compelled my son Jonathan to return to him, to return home. And Jonathan broke, and he literally ended up in the embrace of Jesus.
Wow. Wow.
So on Christmas Day, my son was born again. On the day we celebrate the birth of Christ, Jesus was born again in Jonathan's heart.
Well, John, that was certainly one amazing miracle. What other miracles have you seen from these turnaround decrees?
Sure. We've seen extraordinary miracles as we have learned to approach heaven's court and ask for his verdict of justice in favor of the saints. Even generationally, we've seen miracles. Like one of our dear friends, she's a prophet herself, and she went to the Lord and she asked for judgment in her favor over an inheritance that had been absolutely plundered. She was supposed to inherit oil fields. And her grandfather had oil fields set aside for her. Her father, unfortunately, plundered those oil fields and left her penniless without any land or inheritance. We prayed, and within a week, an oil company called her. And there was a plot of land she did not even know about, and an oil company wanted to drill oil on it. And she is now getting a perpetual flow of provision from an oil field she did not know she even had.
Wow.
That came directly. That's a turnaround, right? I mean, that counts as a turnaround.
Absolutely. Let's talk about on a national level. How about Roe v. Wade?
Oh, wow. You're getting me there. So we prayed for a long time, just like many of you have prayed for a long time for an overthrow of Roe v. Wade. I remember in 2019, we led a tour of the White House, the Capitol, and the Supreme Court. We were in the Capitol, and I had a vision. A hand came out of the wall in the U.S. Capitol, and a gavel came down. And when the gavel came down, the Capitol shook. And I heard the Lord say, covenant with death and hell annulled. That is my turnaround decree. My turnaround decree is that the covenant with death and hell is annulled. June 24th, 2022, the Supreme Court gave what I consider to be the greatest modern turnaround decree in American history. It's absolutely incredible what happened. It came from heaven's court before it came through the highest court in the land. You know, our book was written to bear witness to the new season of turnarounds that God is releasing. The book that's bearing witness to God's turnarounds was released on June 21st and on June 24th, literally.
Just 3 days before the decision.
The greatest turnaround decision in modern American history was
John,
released.
John, we have to take one more quick break. And John will pray for all of your house to be on fire for Messiah. And then he's going to release supernatural strategies that will catapult you into your breakthrough. Be right back.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
Call to get John Hamill's brand new prophetic book, Turnaround Decrees. Disrupt the enemy's plans and shift your circumstance into breakthrough. And you will also get his exclusive three-part audio CD set, Turnaround, Proven Strategies for Your Breakthrough. All yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9867.
There's a breaker anointing on it for you to step into your new season. I want you to know that God has a strategy for your turnaround.
Do not miss out on this brief window God has opened for you to make powerful breakthrough decrees over your family and our nation. In this life-changing book and CD set, John Hamill shows you how you can receive and declare decrees that actually shift the atmosphere all around you. Find out about time gates, turnaround verdicts, and finishing decrees that carry God's authority. Become a catalyst for lasting breakthroughs as you prophesy a positive divine destiny over your children. Discover the hidden spiritual battle strategies found in prophets like Daniel's Ancient of Days and Ezekiel's Valley of the Dry Bones. And reverse the dark powers that have corrupted families and laid waste to cherished foundations. And instead, see a renewal of the covenant God has with America.
It is time to disrupt the enemy's plan. But in order to do so, we've got to learn how to align with the throne and partner with the angelic hosts of the Lord to see the breakthroughs come to pass. We don't want you to just receive the scroll that outlines the destiny God has for you. We want to show you how to partner with Him to walk that journey out until His promise is manifested in your life.
The destiny of generations is at stake. Start your breakthrough season now by calling to get John Hamill's brand new book, Turnaround Decrees. Disrupt the enemy's plans and shift your circumstance into breakthrough. Plus, receive his exclusive audio 3-CD set, Turnaround, Proven Strategies for Your Breakthrough. All yours for your donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. You cannot get this anywhere else. Ask for offer number 9867. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9867 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
John says that verdicts from heaven and breakthroughs have become the norm for him. John, how can they become the norm for our viewers?
Well, you know, Bob, I think the first secret that the Lord showed us is that we have to acknowledge that we are seated with Christ in heavenly places. Many times we will present a literal request written in the form of a courtroom request, asking for a judgment in favor of the saints. You know, he judges and makes war, right? So often we go to war before God's ever rendered a judgment. He wants to render these verdicts, but he wants us to not just come in presumption, but in humility, seek him for the verdict of justice that he wants to give us. This is so vitally important. There was a dear friend of mine, Jay Swallow, who he was summoned by his tribal elders. He was Native American. He's gone on to be with the Lord now. But he was stuck because his elders had summoned him to stop a cycle of violence against the sons and daughters of a tribe. They were committing suicide, two or three people every month. Mm. And so he was out in the Standing Rock Reservation crying out to God for help because he didn't know how to stop this cycle of suicides. And this is a father, an apostolic father, praying for his sons and daughters in the spirit because he acknowledged he didn't know what to do. The Lord sent a light, and the light came close to him in the middle of the night, and then a scroll came down from that light. He read the scroll. The scroll said to take this to the court of heaven and bind the principality of Baal over to the court and ask for a verdict of justice in favor of the saints. They did just as that scroll instructed, and suicides at that reservation stopped on a dime.
Wow.
Now, this is so important. We have to look at the legal dimensions of our covenant with God. Mm-hmm. And operate therein. The book Turnaround Decrees really goes into it in detail. And I'm telling you, you will find accelerated answers to prayer as you seek the Lord for his verdict of justice in your favor.
You know, John, there's so many benefits that we're talking about, but you know, they're only available to those who know God. If you're in this audience today or you're watching wherever you are, pray this prayer after me and receive Jesus into your heart so you can take part in what God has for you. Pray something like this. Dear God, I've committed many sins for which I'm so sorry. I believe the blood of Jesus washes them away and you remember them no more. And I am clean. And now that I'm clean, Jesus, come and live inside of me. Become my Lord. Amen. John, just very quickly, pray for that viewer right now for family turnaround.
Yeah, I really felt that the Lord is releasing these turnarounds on a massive, massive level. So I come before the Ancient of Days in Jesus' name. Thank you that you are holding court on behalf of each and every person who's earnestly seeking you right now. Those within my voice, the sound of my voice, we just present to you our cases. We are desperate. We need to see our sons and daughters turn from a path of destruction. And we just ask, Lord, that you render your verdict of justice in favor of the saints and restrain these forces of darkness that are trying to overtake. Now, your word says that you judge and make war. Now make war on behalf of our sons and daughters. You said in Isaiah 49:25, even the captives of the tyrants will be rescued. For I will contend with the one who contends with you, and I will save your children. We declare, Father, that you now rise up and wage war. You contend for the rescue of our sons and daughters. We release special ops missions in the spirit to rescue the hostages and bring them back to their senses and bring them back home. It is time to come home. It is time for a turnaround. It is time for a rescue from this Antichrist ideology that's trying to steal a generation. It is time for this move of Holy Spirit awakening, a new birth of freedom that births multitudes into your kingdom, Jesus. Amen.
Call to get John Hamill's brand new prophetic book, Turnaround Decrees. Disrupt the enemy's plans and shift your circumstance into breakthrough. And you will also get his exclusive three-part audio CD set, Turnaround, Proven Strategies for Your Breakthrough. All yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9867.
There's a breaker anointing on it for you to step into your new season. I want you to know that God has a strategy for your turnaround.
Do not miss out on this brief window God has opened for you to make powerful breakthrough decrees over your family and our nation. In this life-changing book and CD set, John Hamill shows you how you can receive and declare decrees that actually shift the atmosphere all around you. Find out about time gates, turnaround verdicts, and finishing decrees that carry God's authority. Become a catalyst for lasting breakthroughs as you prophesy a positive divine destiny over your children. Discover the hidden spiritual battle strategies found in prophets like Daniel's Ancient of Days and Ezekiel's Valley of the Dry Bones. And reverse the dark powers that have corrupted families and laid waste to cherished foundations. And instead, see a renewal of the covenant God has with America.
It is time to disrupt the enemy's plan. But in order to do so, we've got to learn how to align with the throne and partner with the angelic hosts of the Lord to see the breakthroughs come to pass. We don't want you to just receive the scroll that outlines the destiny God has for you. We want to show you how to partner with Him to walk that journey out until His promise is manifested in your life.
The destiny of generations is at stake. Start your breakthrough season now by calling to get John Hamill's brand new book, Turnaround Decrees. Disrupt the enemy's plans and shift your circumstance into breakthrough. Plus, receive his exclusive audio 3-CD set, Turnaround, Proven Strategies for Your Breakthrough. All yours for your donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. You cannot get this anywhere else. Ask for offer number 9867. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9867 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
The constant worry of illness can be crushing. Not knowing what is going to happen, the stress of medical bills, and the discouragement of being unable to do the things you love can be depressing. Healing and faith are mysteries for most people. Sid Roth's ebook contains his personal list of healing scriptures. As you meditate on these promises, you tap into a supernatural portal called the Kingdom of Heaven. Faith and healing will no longer be a mystery. Download your free copy of the Healing Scriptures book at SidRoth.org/healing.
Next week on It's Supernatural.
Hi, I'm Peggy Joyce Ruth. Today, many are dealing with anxieties, fear, and torment. In a dream, God spoke to me from a psalm I'd never heard of before, and He showed me a covenant He made with us to take us victoriously through any situation we might encounter. Join me on the next It's Supernatural with Sid Roth, and I will teach you about this powerful covenant.
Share your testimony at SidRoth.org/praise. Your gifts to this ministry will help Sid air It's Supernatural in Israel 28 times a week and distribute his evangelistic book to the Jewish people worldwide.